I had previously mentioned that July 5th is kind of the beginning of summer. July 4th is out of the way, and now the real summer season for performances and events and activities takes off. And coming out to shoot first is Lake City Playhouse in Coeur d'Alene with their production of The Wedding Singer. We'll spend some time with them. We'll hear some songs and have a final time here over the next half hour or so. Keith Hopkins, you drew the short straw to direct The Wedding Singer. And so tell me about that. Did you know this show before it came around here?
Actually, I had never heard of it as a musical. I knew the movie.
Yeah.
And the original plan for Lake City Playhouse was to do the show Heathers. And it was a last-minute switch just for sensitivity issues with suicides and bowling, because Heathers is a heavily suicide show that makes light of it, and it didn't feel right. And so, you know, The Wedding Singer came about, and I didn't have any say in it. This was Lake City Playhouse's decision, came about, and I just finished directing another musical, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And so I direct in film also, and with a musical adapted from a film, it was a good fit for me to come in.
Oh, nice.
To work with them on it.
Well, even right out the shoot, and we'll get a little deeper maybe later, how much is the musical different? How much is it like the film?
So, and when I was reading the script, all the good one-liners from the film are in the musical script.
They'd have to be, wouldn't they?
Exactly. And so it really brings the light to the comparison. Some of the differences, though, is the music in it. Since a lot of it was copyrighted 80s music from the movie, they had to write original music for the show. So you don't get all the popular 80s music, but you get original music that's written for the show. And then all of Adam Sandler's original songs that he wrote for the movie are in the musical, too.
Okay.
So those are familiar.
Okay. And the real brief sense of the casting of this, there's a wedding singer, and we'll meet him in a little bit. And then who are the other main people interacting with that wedding singer?
So we have the wedding singer. We have his love interest, Julia Guglia, and then her cousin, Holly, played by Holly.
Holly played by Holly.
Yes, it's confusing sometimes. And the premise is, just like the movie, Julia, it's the classic recycled love story of guy wants girl, girl's with guy, and, you know, they interact with each other.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's meet them. So the wedding singer, Trenton Clickafus. Morning, Trenton. Let's get used to hearing from you.
Yeah.
And so did you know anything about this role when you came into
it? Actually, when I had auditioned for the show, I had sent in a video audition because I needed some guys for the ensemble.
Uh-huh.
And I actually didn't know anything about The Wedding Singer whatsoever. I had never seen the movie, hadn't even looked at the musical. And then when they had asked me if I would play Robbie, I was like, well, of course, like, I would love to do that. And so I looked it up, and the show was great, and I love it.
But I hear there was a catch, that you had to take on a skill.
Yes, I did. So they had asked me if I knew how to play the guitar, and I had told them, well, I don't actually know how to play the guitar, but I'll learn. And so in about 2 months, I learned how to play the guitar, and it was a challenge. It was a lot of fun, though.
Wow, crash course in guitar playing.
Yes.
Okay, and then your love interest, Julia, played by Marta Myers. What kind of girl are you? What is Julia?
Julia is like this beacon of light. I think in this show, Robbie's going through quite a bit with himself, and I think her presence really helps him to like come out of that, and I think it really like brings a lot of light to the show, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, because I think it makes sense in terms of the song that the two of you are about to sing, because isn't that kind of really represent those two aspects? Well, let's send you into the other room, and so we're going to hear Trenton Clickafus as Robbie, as singing and playing the guitar. Marta Myers is Julia, and they're going to be doing this song called Awesome, and I think it really well illuminates how things get going kind of on a first meeting, a first date, and how awkwardness might get surpassed. Maybe I've given away too much, but here it is, Awesome from The Wedding Singer.
Song for my fiance, Linda.
Well, can I hear what you have so far?
Yeah, sure. Here's a song for my lovely bride. You're an angel, so I must have died. I wanna keep you by my side till they fill us with formaldehyde.
That's kind of dark, don't you think?
Yeah. Here, how about this one?
There's no one quite like us. Mm-hmm. We're free and easy, and there's no fuss. You're hot to boot, and that's a plus. I love you down to your pancreas.
That's pretty weird. I'm sorry, it's weird.
Look, writing a love song is hard, okay?
Well, why don't you just talk about how she makes you feel?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Linda makes me feel awesome. And when I brush my teeth, she helps me to floss.
Yes.
And if I had employees, will she help me to
blossom?
Yeah, I said, and if my fish sticks are dry, well, she'll tartar.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, Linda, you make me feel like I invented the wheel.
Like a judge upheld my appeal.
Yeah, like a fur trapper clubbing a seal.
Oh my God, no.
Oh, sorry.
Are you kidding?
Oh, Linda, you make me feel. Don't be afraid to add a little harmony here. Awesome.
From our studio, the show, the song Awesome. Marta Myers is Julia Trenton, Clickafus as Robbie, and he's also playing the guitar in this. And it's from The Wedding Singer, which opens this Friday and runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week, and then two more weekends, Thursday through Sunday. The following two weekends. A couple follow-up questions for you. There's this issue that Robbie's trying to think of a song to sing about Linda, but obviously we're already getting the vibe that it's going somewhere else. Kind of, how's this relationship working? Are you more after him? Is he more after you? Who's catching whose eye closer right now? I'm looking at Julia. Marta has Julia.
You know, I would say that I think Robbie knows first that he loves Julia. He definitely, I would say, pines after her, but I don't think that she is, like, rejecting the idea at all. Mm-hmm. I think she's very unhappy in her relationship. I think that she knows that she's unhappy and that she doesn't necessarily love her boyfriend. And so I think this new option that she's given is looking really good to her.
And what about, I think we'll keep talking about Robbie, just you and me.
Yeah.
What about his goofiness? You know, like all of a sudden a verse about clubbing a seal,
right?
and things like that, which of course we know. So we know that character from the Adam Sandler character too, of the goofy duality. But what is it? Are you, Julia, put off by his weirdness, or is that attractive?
You know, I think when Julia is with Glenn, I think she is, like, built up a lot of anxiety, and I think that she really doesn't feel like herself. And so I think when she gets the opportunity to be with Robbie and when she spends time with him, I think that his goofiness makes her feel more comfortable and more natural. And I think that she really feeds off of it,
yeah.
And that it's just more of herself even. I think that she's pretty goofy too, but doesn't really get to find that part of herself a lot.
And Robbie, can you, I'll call you by your character name, Robbie. Robbie, can you stick up for your goofiness?
Yeah, I think with Robbie, he really knows that he knows he's funny, which is a good thing for him. He kind of realizes that he's goofy and that he can make people laugh. And sometimes he doesn't really also understand that some of the things that like comes out of his mouth aren't. He doesn't think that they're funny when he says them, but then after people laugh at him, he's like, "Oh, wait a second, that was funny. My bad." Yeah. It's funny, yeah. But yeah.
So that must be a really fun character to play.
Oh yeah, Robbie's a blast to play.
Well, let's bring in Hallie as Holly. I guess we'll say Hallie Schmidt, who has the character of Holly. How do you fit into this?
I am Julia's cousin, and we are waitresses at a Touch of Class banquet hall, and. I am very sultry and very I'm very sexy, and I'm not like that at all.
Okay, but well, then we'll speak to you as Holly, who is sultry and sexy. How do you affect the plot here? Are you simply a sounding board for Julia, or what?
I like to see myself as a matchmaker. I help Julia to realize that she is falling for Robbie. And at first, I fall for Robbie, and that doesn't work out. But then I'm like, okay, she has something with him, and I should let that happen.
And so how does the song fit into what you just said?
So my love interest in the show is Sammy, and he is in the band with Robbie. And we dated for 6 months, and we broke up, and I didn't think he was the right one for me, but then we started seeing each other again, and I was realizing that he was right in front of my eyes all along, and he's the right one.
Well, let's send you out to sing that. Now, we've been hearing from Hallie Schmidt in the role of Holly as she's about to sing, joined by the pianist Heather Brown, who's also a board member of Lake City Playhouse, and we'll be talking with her in a little bit. But here are the two of them about to do this song.
Every time you see his face, you get annoyed. And if ignorance is bliss, he's overjoyed. And can we talk about that stuff?
And from our studio, that was Right in Front of Your Eyes, sung by Hallie Schmidt in the role of Holly. And once again, this is from The Wedding Singer, which opens this Friday at Lake City Playhouse, which is, I think, 14th and Garden in Coeur d'Alene, and then runs for 3 weekends. And once they get going, it's a kind of a Thursday through Sunday week. A couple other things we're going to do. Let's come back in with Keith Hopkins, the director. And so we have the sense of these three characters. What other characters really matter in the kind of story that's being told?
Well, again, going back to the movie, Sammy, who she was just singing about in the movie, is the limo driver friend who's in the bands. But he obviously we don't have a limo driver. He's just the friend in the band. Mm. So he's familiar. And then we have George, who's the other member of the band, and he's also in the movie too, if you've seen it. So those are the familiar characters. Glenn Guglia is Julia's boyfriend at the time that before Robbie gets to, you know, gets with her. And he's everything that Julia is not. And I think it was really smart of her to say when she was talking about her character is that when she interacts with Robbie, she sees her side of openness and loving and caringness comes out with him. And then when she's with Glenn, it's more of her party side because that's what he is. He's a party guy, you know?
So this show, which is built around young people, people presumably in their 20s or something like that, but it sounds like what it's really about is simply interactions and relationships. And talk a little bit more about the essence of the show from that point of view.
And it's true because it is a lot of different relationships and the characters try out different relationships that sometimes work and sometimes don't, or sometimes come in later on in the plot.
Anybody want to comment on that?
Yeah, I think the thing that Robbie goes through is that, because at first when he has his fiance Linda that he's about to marry in the beginning, and when things don't work out that way, he gets really upset, but then he finds Julia and realizes that Linda didn't matter to him as much as Julia does, and so they kind of figure that out, and it's a really good thing that goes on.
Nice.
And I think that's the kind of the same thing that happens with, I would say, Holly and Sammy, is it's kind of like the same things that there's a lot of things that you think will work out but don't, and then something that you thought wasn't going to work out now works out because you made a change of heart, and it's just a good thing.
Nice, Trenton Clickafus, who's in the role of Robbie, the Wedding Singer, which opens this Friday. And let's bring in Heather Brown for a moment, move a little closer to that microphone. Heather, you're on the board of Lake City Playhouse?
Yes, that's correct.
And I assume that you were part of the discussion when you abruptly decided to change away from Heather and into this show about the sensitivity issues.
Yes.
Of that. So want to say any more about what was kind of behind that?
We really wanted to honor our community and our patrons, and we felt that because the community had experienced a lot of loss, it would be best for us to do something that was a little more happy and fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, then it's for summer and all of those things. And Lake City Playhouse is really, really rolling along. You have a season coming up?
Yes, we do. Yeah. We're opening with Chorus Line.
Wow.
We're doing Cheaper by the Dozen, Annie, She Loves Me, True West, and closing with Company.
Oh, that's really ambitious season that you're taking on. And
yes,
the people are finding you and coming back into that lovely space that you have.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Heather Brown, who's on the board and is our pianist. Let's send the pianist and the two singers back to the other room. We're going to close out here, the Wedding Singer, opening this Friday, Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2, and then the following 2 weeks, it's Thursday through Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2, Lake City Playhouse, 14th and Garden, I think, in Spokane. And so now that I said the wrong title for the previous song, this song is If I Told You. And Keith, do you want to say anything about this song, or will it be pretty obvious?
It's pretty obvious, but it gives you these three particular songs that we chose for this segment really gives the average listener who knows the movie but not the musical the chance to kind of hear some of the different songs that are originally written for this that aren't in the movie, and just give you kind of an idea of how it fits into the storyline when you hear them.
Nice. So here it is, concluding here with If I Told You, the two main characters, if I can call them that, Trenton Clickafus as Robbie and Marta Myers as Julia, pianist Heather Brown, and the song If I Told You.
Every move, every tiny gesture only proves that you're not. write you a thousand love songs. Search the world for the perfect tune and rhyme. But what good would it do when it seems I'm out of time? If I told you all the words I've yet to say, would they matter, or would you simply turn and walk away? If I hold you, will you tell me I should go? Do I chance it, or would it just be better not to know?
From our studio, a song from The Wedding Singer, the song, If I Told You, sung by Marta Myers and Trenton Klikafoos and Heather Brown, the accompanist, the pianist on this. So thanks to everybody for coming over. This is the run of The Wedding Singer. It begins this Friday and goes through the 22nd of July, Lake City Playhouse, 14th and Garden in Coeur d'Alene.